Good afternoon. What a wonderful group on this Ascension Day. Today is the Feast of the Ascension, which the thing about the Feast of the Ascension is because it's 40 days after Easter, you know, it's because Easter always falls on a Sunday. The Ascension, which is a major feast day, always ends up on a Thursday. And so it kind of is almost forgotten because there's not a big deal made out of it because it's not a Sunday morning thing. A lot of times, churches will carry the celebration over to the Sunday coming up. And we might do that this week where we celebrate the Ascension so that more people can participate in it. When you think about the finished work of Christ on the cross and what was accomplished is that when Jesus clothed himself in humanity, when he became a man, when God took on human form, there are things that happened to him. But because he clothed himself with corporate humanity, with our humanity, what happened to him happened to us. And so when Jesus died on the cross, the old self died on the cross too. The old slave to sin died on the cross. When he was buried, we were buried. And when he was raised up, we were raised up with him, sharing his resurrection life. And when he ascended, we ascended with him. Because when he ascended, Jesus didn't stop being human after his resurrection. Jesus has kept his humanity. God forever became human. So there's one person of the Trinity who's both God and man, clothed in humanity. That's why the scripture talks about after Jesus' resurrection, he told them to put their fingers into his side and into his hands because he was still human. He was able to eat fish with them. He was able to, they were able to recognize him in his human form. So again, think in terms of the finished work of Christ on the cross didn't just happen in his death and resurrection. The finished work of Christ is like this one event that has four parts to it. Death, you died. Resurrection, you're raised up, a new creation. His ascension into the presence of the Father, seated at the right hand of God. You were there in him. You are there in him. And then Pentecost, where he pours out his Spirit so that we're able to walk all that out in reality. That's all the finished work of Christ on the cross. I'll read some verses to you. There's so many things about the ascension we could talk about, but this is the prophecy in Daniel about the ascension. Verse 9 of chapter 7. I kept looking, this is Daniel having a vision. I kept looking until thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. He's talking about God the Father. And the hair of his head was like pure wool, and his throne was ablaze with flames. Its wheels were like burning fire. A river of fire was flowing and coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands were attending him, and myriads upon myriads were standing before him. The court sat, and the books were open. Then I kept looking, behold, because of the sound of the boastful words which the horn was speaking. And I kept looking until the beast was slain and his body was destroyed and given to the burning fire. As for the rest of the beast, their dominion was taken away, but an extension of life was granted to them for an appointed period of time. I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like the Son of Man was coming. And he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all the peoples and nations and men of every language might serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion, which will not pass away. And his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. This is a prophecy about the ascension. In the ascension, and when Jesus was seated at the right hand of the Father, it was his triumphal coronation as the Messiah and the Messianic King, okay? then, this is really, of course, a familiar scripture from Ephesians. Chapter 2. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, resurrection, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ. There are those scriptures in John chapter 3, where John the Baptist is speaking of Jesus. We've referenced these verses a lot over the years, but they're just really powerful ones, where he's talking about Christ, and he's saying, he who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth speaks the things of the earth, but he who comes from heaven is above all. And what he sees, he bears witness of what he sees and he hears. So the fact is that Christ has been raised up. It was the formal coronation when he was seated at the right hand, the formal coronation of his messianic reign as king. You and I are with him. He was also restored to the Father's presence and the Holy Spirit's presence, and you and I were with him, in him. You and I are seated in heavenly places in Christ. And so therefore, when he was raised, he carried us up with him in resurrection. But when he ascended as man, God, the God-man, and we were in him. And his position in the presence of the Father and the Spirit. We have his nearness. We have his relationship. Christians are always trying to get an experience, and having a relationship with God is an experience, but I live in an experience. I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ. You can't get a better experience than that one. And again, I think we'll Sunday, we'll do the celebration of the Ascension on Sunday for more people to be able to be a part of it. But think of it this way. How many times have you heard in your life, attitude determines altitude? But in Christianity, it's just the opposite. It's altitude that determines attitude. When you began to realize in childlike faith that when Christ was raised, was ascended, we were ascended, and the Christ who sits at the right hand of the Father, we're there in him, seated in heavenly places, that we get to see things from his ascended mind. We see reality from heaven's perspective. We participate in his dominion. Dominion has been restored to humanity. That was part of who we were before the fall. And we forfeited that to the enemy. Well, his dominion's been taken away. And he's under our dominion because we're in Christ. And from that place seated, that place of spiritual rest, we have dominion. And we have dominion because we have perspective. He who comes from above is above all. He who comes from the earth speaks of the things of the earth, but he who comes from heaven is above all because we bear witness of what we see and hear from heaven's perspective. To have the mind of Christ is to have the mind of heaven. To be seated in heavenly places in Jesus is to live with an ascended mind where you don't see anything, calculate anything, come to the conclusion about anything from earth's perspective. But you come to every conclusion, you discern everything, you see everything from heaven's perspective. And that's why it says, he who comes from above is above all. The things that go on here don't have authority over me. The things that go on here can't influence me to come to what conclusions or whatever this. Things that happen here don't dictate to me what the conclusion's going to be. It's from what heaven says. And so that's a place of authority. He who comes from above is above all. He comes from heaven is above all. And I'm called to live. The life of faith we're called to live. The faith of Jesus is that we, in union with him, see what he sees from his place, from his elevated place, and we bear witness of what he sees and hears, and what he sees and hears. If you've ever deer hunted, it's one thing to hunt on the ground. and you're very limited. Things all are on top of you before you know it. But if you sit in the stand, everything looks different. Because you can see things different. That's who we are in Christ. He didn't never just intended for us to be raised up with him. He intended for that resurrection to result in our being ascended with him. We've been crucified with him. We've been raised up with him. And we are now ascended with him. And that's what makes up our newness of life. Not just our sharing in his resurrection. Not just our sharing in his power. But our sharing in his perspective. Which is an ascended perspective about everything. If it's true that we should refuse to think anything that Jesus doesn't think. You have to understand, everything Jesus thinks, he sees, thinks from an elevated perspective, from heaven's point of view. That's why the ascension is so important. It's not just about his coronation. It's about yours and about mine. Because we are in him at the right hand of the Father. You don't have to scramble to try to be close to God. You can't get closer than Jesus is. You don't have to try to get your place where you have authority. You have his authority. You have his mind. And though your feet are on this earth, your head, you can see and think from heaven's perspective. I used to hear people say that you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. Well, biblical perspective is that you're no earthly good until you're really heavenly minded. Because then we can impact the earth. Amen? All righty. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.